German name, but I can't pronounce it, in Zurich, Switzerland. And they've been such a blessing to us. We've been there several times, and every time I come, he has a greater vision of the people he wants to be contaminated by me. And so the last time I was there, he said, "Now, Paul, we're bold enough to the city, and we have these people coming from this church, you know," and he mentioned all these churches. And now, some of them are very religious, and Switzerland is a very religious place. Very religious, the Christian sector. And, you know, I've already heard rumors about what they think about you. You know, just wonderful to know that people are going to come that don't want to be there. Or they come and, you know, they're, write that down. And I had this righteous indignation rise up in me, and I just started writing. Because, you know, people say to me, "Well, you don't say that you believe in the cross, or you don't say you believe in the blood of Christ, and you don't say this, you don't say that." And I just started writing. And so I wrote up a proclamation. And I have started now just proclaiming this when I start. I thought, well, let's cover the bases right now. Okay? So then you can walk out if you don't like the proclamation. You might as well walk out, you know, before we really get going. Now, people have said to me, "Oh, this is weird, what I do." No, we're getting more and more normal. That's right. You see, Adam and Eve fell and was downhill from there, but now we're getting more and more normal. Right? So I'd like you to stand up. I'm going to read this proclamation. "I do not come to you with excellency of speech or with a man's wisdom to declare to you the testimony of God. For I am determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I come in weakness," and that's the truth, "and fear, and in much trembling. My speech and my preaching," and you'll find out this later, "are not with persuasive words, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith will not rest in my wisdom or the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I am determined to know Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death. I declare the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. I declare that we have this treasure of power in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. I declare that my goal is that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him, and that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory in His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places. According to the Word of God, I stand against all who have a form of godliness but deny its power. I stand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against every and all religious spirits that seek to confuse, disrupt, or misinterpret what I say. I declare that only the Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God, and the Holy Spirit can create spiritual gifts. The enemy can only distort, twist, and pervert what God has already created. I declare it is time for the church to take back all spiritual gifts stolen by the enemy and allow the Holy Spirit to use them for the sake of the advancement of the kingdom of God. I declare that everything I do during our time together is in submission to the Lord Jesus Christ and the leadership of this conference, and I do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed on the cross for us and who rose from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father. I declare that His is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Yeah. Amen. You may be seated. Now, and as an American Baptist pastor, I was very organized, and I would we would have our yearly meetings, our yearly planning meetings. You have to have yearly planning meetings because that's what the world does. And we'd have our yearly planning meetings, and we would plan 1 year of, now we didn't call them programs, ministries, events. We'd have everything calendarized for the entire year, and then I would sit down by myself and I pray and I would write out a book of the year or a book that I would study in the Bible. And I would actually write down the sermon title, and the passage. And sometimes for a year plus, I'd do this in advance. Now things have changed. And people said,
amen.
Now I don't know what I'm going to do sometimes until I get someplace. But I knew last night. Last night, the Lord came so strong on me at the Baltimore airport. And I got back to the house and I had to take aspirin because my head was hurting so much because the power of God was coming so strongly. And I knew what I was to do. I still get Christianity Today. It's a conservative evangelical magazine. And some months ago, there's this little vignette. It was a collection of vignettes on one page. And I read it, and I was so shocked when I read it. It was by a woman author. And this is what she said. And I thought about your word that you sent out yesterday. When I thought about this phrase. This woman writes, "Why is it that we come to church like children playing with a chemistry set? Should we not come to church with crash helmets and seatbelts? Because perhaps one day, the God of the universe might come and visit his church." Are you ready? Get ready. Are you ready? Get ready. I hope that I can make it through this. Because we're starting to cook. A year and a half ago, Don and I were in Mata Plata, Argentina. I was there with Ed Savoso, and the church of the city, the church of Mata Plata, had come together. A church made up of many churches, and they literally pastor the city together, and they do not allow anybody to go from to another church there. Because they do, then the pastors talk, and they're friends. And they say, "Do you know this person from over here?" And they actually, they talk together, and they work together. And it's the church in the city, and the church of the city had come together. And Don and I had tried to stay in the back, and Ed Savosa insisted we come and sit in the front row. So we're sitting here, and this auditorium seats about 1,500 people, and it's about full. And Cindy Jacobs is up on the platform, and she is taking the offering, I think. You always like to have a prophet take the offering, because they know what you're giving or not. And a non-profit. Yeah, we don't want a non-profit organization. And so I was sitting there, and I was just minding my own business, and Cindy Jacobs comes, and Mike is sitting one seat away from me, so she is compelled and has to sit next to her husband, which is next to me. So she sits down, and I look at her, and I say, "Cindy, there is a furnace on your head." Now, she looks at me like I have just had one too many beers. Just gives me this look and then turns around and like I didn't say anything. And I thought, now, what is this? This is something new. I don't know what this is. And I discern it right here, and I feel this furnace on my head. And it's just like it's like a blast furnace, and I can feel the hot air going up. And so I'm sitting here, you know, I'm trying to pay attention, but I'm trying to figure out what is this? Well, after the service was over, a friend of ours from Central California, Ben Patterson, Ben and Ian are part of a wonderful family, and they all have incredible discernment. And I said, "Ben, I think I feel a furnace. Do you know what that is?" And he says, "I saw it." He says, "I saw it. It was sitting right in the front, and it was this big furnace." And I thought, well, that's interesting. So what? Well, some weeks later, you know, this discernment thing does not come with a manual. You know, this, you feel these things going on, and you think, now, what is that? I was in Austin, Texas one time, I started doing this. I says, what is that? And I couldn't stop. I was praying for people, and then... And I got home, and Don says, what's the matter? Do you need to go and see a doctor? Are you having a stroke? I said, no, I think it's the sermon. And it was. And as soon as I learned what it was, then I can control it as I start thinking about it. So anyway, I'm up in Central California, and I invited us to come to this little church. And there, it was really small. The crowd swelled to 40 on Friday night. And I'm sitting here, and I feel the furnace again, Steve. I do. And so I stand up, and I say the words that are terrifying to a pastor. Nothing will bring more terror to a pastor faster than these words. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I think God wants us to learn something. Now, this is the way I learn things. You know, most of what I learn with other people. I just take the risk to say, I'm feeling this. Let's try to figure this out. So I said, I think we're all supposed to stand. So all 40 of them stood. And we were standing there, and I'm listening, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Well, the pastor's sitting right there about where Martin is. Martin and Cindy were there. This is the truth, isn't it? The pastor gets up and falls to the ground, starts shaking. I think, well, this is interesting. And pretty soon, people start falling everywhere. And then I fell. Now, you have to understand, I fall so that my face is now like in the face of the pastor about this quote. And I'm laying there shaking, and I say to him, this is a fine mess. The two guys in charge are on the ground and we can't get up. And I looked around. And because of discernment, because I can feel demonic leaving off people, I says, the Lord has come and he's doing a sovereign deliverance on the people. It had been prophesied to Don and I that one day we would stand in front of people, sometimes thousands. That hasn't happened yet. Who knows what can happen? And that he would come. He'd set people free sovereignly. Now, the Lord like matures us and matures the message. And so I started doing this, and I started reading from Malachi chapter 4, and we're going to go there pretty soon. And we get there. And then I was in Switzerland. I was at Winterthur, just this last trip. And there's a man named Andy Kuntz, and he is just the most amazing man. He got so fed up with the church a year and a half ago, he shut down the church. He said, I got to start over again. And he has started over with this most amazing group of people, and there's been miracle after miracle after miracle. And this place is a crazy place for God. So I'm there to do ministry, and there was supposed to be a guy from Africa that was going to come and was going to preach on this last Sunday morning. I was going to be there, and that's fine. And then his wife said, you know, that guy from Africa just said he's too tired. He doesn't want to come. He was in the city, and he says, he's too tired, he can't come. And so the pastor said, I guess Annie's got to preach. I said, that's fine. Well, Sunday morning, we're having breakfast, and he turns to me, he says, well, do you have anything for this morning? I said, I don't think I have anything. And then there's this, and I'm going, oh, I think I might have something. And he's like this. We're like this in the kitchen. What is this? This is amazing. So we go to church, and I sit down, and I still don't know what, you know, what's going on, and all of a sudden God starts downloading a sermon. And what he did is he took a bunch of things that I had already done, and then he started giving me new stuff. Now, you understand, this is a guy that used to spend 25 hours sometimes a week on a sermon, reading all the commentaries, and the Holy Spirit is just downloading stuff as fast as I can write. Now, I say this because the furnace is here. Are you ready? Get ready. I believe that we are in the days of Malachi 3 and 4. In the Hebrew Bible and in the German Bible, this is Malachi 3. So if you're using German Bible this evening, we will only be looking at Malachi 3. If you're listening to me in English, we will be in Malachi 3 and 4. Now, I'm a very pragmatic person now. I want to do what works. But most of all, I want to do what God is doing. And I know this is what He's doing. Malachi chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Now later we know this is Elijah. This is also for a coming day when Elijah comes. Now John the Baptist was Elijah coming, but there's another day coming. I believe we're in that day. And the Lord whom you seek, knows this word, will suddenly come to his temple. Temple. Say it. We're the temple. He's going to come to the temple. Suddenly, even the messenger of the covenant, he will come with a new covenant. That one who established the old covenant and the new covenant, that messenger will come. In whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming? Now I'll tell you, as a Baptist pastor, the only thing that the people could not endure was my sermons. And they knew nothing about the enduring the day of his coming. And who can stand? That's why we need the seatbelts and the crash helmets. Because when he comes, who can stand when he appears? And here it is. For he is like a refiner's fire. The hot fire. It's here. That is the pillar of fire. It is the pillar of fire that is in the cloud of his glory. Inside the pillar of fire are the four cherubim, and the four cherubim are holding the crystal sea, and on the crystal sea is a throne, and on the throne is the one like the Son of Man, and on that Son of Man is the glory of God. And that's in the fire in the furnace that's here. So we're talking about something dimensional, aren't we? Because otherwise, how can this room hold a crystal sea? For he's like a refiner's fire and launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. We are priests of the Most High God. We are the sons of Levi. And he will purify the sons of Levi, and he will purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord. As in the days of old, as in former years, and I will come near to you in judgment. Now notice what happens when the pillar of fire, the refiner's fire, the furnace of God, some translations say the oven of God, notice what happens. I will be swift witness against sorcerers. Now I believe we're talking about generational stuff here. I'll say it what I believe. This is generational stuff. Against all the sorcerers in our generational line. Against adulterers in our generational line. Against perjurers. Against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans. Against those who turn away an alien. Because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. For I, the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Isn't that interesting? The Bible says we will walk through the fire, but the fire will not burn us. This is that fire. This is a fire that we're going to walk through soon, but it's not going to burn us. The Bible says you will not be consumed, but there will be stuff that will be consumed. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, in what way shall we return? Then there's this whole passage on tithing. And we're not going to look at it. You've been in church 2 days. You've heard 4 sermons on this passage. Right? So you know it. So practice it. Okay, we'll move on. Verse 13. The Lord says, now your words have been harsh against me. Oh, no, Lord, it's not true. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? The Lord says, you have said it's useless to serve God. What profit is that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked as mourners, and this means they fasted a lot. What profit is that we have mourned, that we have served, that we've been obedient before the Lord of hosts? Now let's be honest. Does that thought cross your mind sometimes? We are in the days that we are seeing such an increased interest in the gift of healing. Yet we pray and we have people dying still. Now we're seeing some wonderful, like, sparks and places of fire, but generally, often we pray and we see nothing happen. And we think about our marriages, and we think about our families, and we think about our work situation, we think about our ministry situation, we think about our churches, and we think about so many things, and we think, what good has it been doing for me to be praying about all this? Now, let's be honest. Sometimes we get there, don't we? We think, what? So what? I have a great time in church, but then I go home, and I'm miserable. So what? So the result is that we call the people who are proud blessed. We say, well, the sinners, at least they're not miserable like I am. They're out having fun. I have to be spiritual in the church. I'm miserable. They're surely having more fun than I am. At least they don't feel guilty. So now we call the proud blessed, and those who are wicked, we raise up. They even tempt God and go free. You understand that as a Baptist, I preach through the book. I went through dozens of books, preached through them. Then you see things you've never seen before. You didn't preach them, you don't see them. Look at verse 16. This made me weep. Then there's another category of people. Hopefully we're in that category. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. Oh, gosh. And the Lord listened and he heard them. Oh, this is so sweet. There's other people, Lord. Lord says, there's other people. There's not just these guys that are complaining. There's these other people. So he says, I took a book of remembrance written before him, and he puts their names in this book. He says, these are the people who have not given up on me. Those who meditate on my name, they don't give up. They're like an Abraham who believes even though he never sees. Amazing people that trust, yet they never have had a reason to trust, but they trust. And Jesus says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. on the day that I make them my jewels, my treasures, another translation says. It says, these people are so special to me that they're like jewels. And the book of remembrance is like the Lord is holding this book and he just looks down and he sees the names. He says, oh, I remember now. He's always remembering our names. And then he says, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who spares them. Now friends, the Lord gave me the gift of discernment in 1991. I had never seen this verse before. My last trip to Switzerland was like not even 2 months ago. Look what happens on the day that the fire comes. Here it is. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked. On that day, on the day that the furnace comes, you shall begin to discern between good and evil. Between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve God. Then here it is, verse 19 in the German Bible. Chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. And as I was sitting there in Winterthur, Germany, I started reading it, and I felt like the Lord said, number these. And there's 7 things that take place in chapter 4. I believe we are in the days of chapter 3 and 4, especially chapter 4, and I want to list these 7 things. Now, you never ever do this in a sermon. You need to have 3 points and a poem. But I'm sorry, there's 7 things here. The first is the day is coming, burning like an oven. And all the proud, now who is that? That is the generational, demonic, and all other parts of the evil system that the enemy has constructed in the family line that has come down to us. And all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up. That will leave them neither root nor branch. Friends, the furnace is coming to burn up the family tree. You see it? Not the blessings, but the evil. All the way down to the taproot. The branches, the roots, all the way back. As I told you, I have done this many times, and I do these things by faith. I feel the furnace, people confirm the furnace, I stand here, the furnace comes, and then you're going, okay, what was that all about? We had a pastor's wife from State College, Pennsylvania, came with someone for us to pray for. Came to Minnesota, and we ministered, and Lynn said to me, she said afterwards, I was talking to the Lord about you. Oh, here it comes. Now, they are in a Baptist church. She's a Baptist pastor's wife and operates in the gifts doing this ministry. And the Lord says to you, Paul, that he has given you an anointing to carry the fire that will burn the roots and the branches. Now, I just thanked her. I said, you do not know what that means, because I wondered, does anything happen when I do this? Because you see, it's not about me. I just stand up here and have this faith to believe that I'm supposed to do this. And so this is what happens. That will leave them neither root nor branch. Well, that's number one. Now the second thing that happens is this. For you see, when I ask the Lord to release His furnace, some things are going to start happening. And so we need to know what's going to happen, right? Okay. But to you who fear my name, number two, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Now that's the New King James Version, and that's not a good translation. We were in Amstetten, Austria, and I was at a church, and Christina Schnitter, who has been an intern with us and is from Schongau, Germany, had come into Austria to come to the seminar, And she came up at the break and she said, Paul, there's an angel here with healing in his wings. Now I thought, I have read that somewhere before. Look, where is that? Huh? I know I've read that somewhere. And I get my concordance out and I find it. And here it is. And then she says, and the angel, now we were on the second floor, so that's at least 20, 25 feet up. And the angel's head is going through the ceiling and up. Now, I feel healing right here. So I have my hand out. I said, yep. And it's on the angel of healing. Son of righteousness is right here. So I was going like this, and I said, oh, yeah, there is. There's healing here. Now, it didn't occur to me that an angel might bring healing. Now, I just said something that maybe you don't believe yet. Now, notice the phrase, Son of righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. Now, the King James, the New King James Version, have great difficulty in translating this. NIV, New American Standard, and other translations say healing in its wings. King James, New King James, say healing in his, and is it a small H or a big H? Big H. Because they believe the Son of Righteousness is who? Jesus. I don't believe that. It's not the S-O-N, it's the S-U-N. It's the Son of Righteousness. And so I call my friend Dr. Tom Hawkins, and now Tom is getting more and more normal. He has his Ph.D. in Biblical Studies from Dallas Theological Seminary. So he has to know, he had to know Greek and Hebrew, French and German and English. And take tests in all of those. Well, and he knows his Bible. So I called him this morning because I don't want to communicate what's not true. I said, Tom, I need to have you go to Malachi 4. And he says, well, you know in the Hebrew Bible, it's Malachi 3. Thank you, Tom. I'm glad you clarified for that. That's also true in the German Bible, Tom. And he says, this is very interesting. Now, I learned something new. This is really, this is going to rattle some of you. Not only is it not a capital H, it's really a she. It's feminine. Get off the chair. And the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in her wings. The second thing that comes. When the furnace comes, it burns away the roots and the branches, and then healing comes. You see what's happening in our world today? You'll be amazed. You start, now I can discern the furnace. I've discerned this, the Son of Righteousness. So these two components are now happening. Number three. The result of that will be, once I am set free and I'm healed, you know, there's physical and spiritual, mental, emotional, physical healing, right? As soon as I've been burned up and I've been healed, then, number three, I go out and leap like calves released from the stall. That means I'm set free. See that? So the roots and branches are burned up. The angel comes with healing in her wings. And then I'm set free. And I'm romping around like a calf. Can you picture that? A calf is set free, you know, they're bouncing like this. Next, number four. Now see, we're not just set free to say, I'm free indeed. Those of us, now here it is, this is good. Those of us who have the roots and the branches burned, those of us who have experienced the Son of Righteousness coming with healing in our wings, those who have been set free, we're going to turn around and we are the you here. You see that? We are the you. You who are the we shall then trample the wicked. In other words, we're going to turn around and we're going to let them have it. All this generational garbage, evil that's been putting us under so much burden, we're going to start setting other people free. And you, who are us, the we, for they shall be ashes, the wicked shall be ashes on the soles of your feet. They're going to be like dust on the day that I do that. And number five is the Baptist part. This is the Word. But you see, in all this, the Word is not ignored. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in the Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgment. Always go back to the Word. See that? The Word is part of this. It's His power and His Word. That's number five. And then number six. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. There's going to be a new release, I believe, of the prophetic. You see how this is all coming together in our lifetime. And number seven, there's an amazing movement going on in the world. And He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. I've been in Switzerland several times. 99.9% of the men that I prayed for in Switzerland do not have a good relationship with their father. It's high in Germany, but not that high. Why is there such a Father Heart of God movement in the world? Why? This is part of Malachi 4. This is what God is doing. It's all here. It starts with the furnace. I'd like for you to stand up. We're going to go through some progressions. I'm going to ask the Lord to release His furnace. The furnace will come in waves. It'll be like gentle ripples at first, and it will increase in intensity. When He has done that, then He will release, I believe, the Son of Righteousness, who is standing right here. There may be many in here I do not know. You may start feeling hot spots in different parts of your body. One person who has seen the Son of Righteousness, in fact several, have confirmed that the angel has what appear to be either silver or burnt wings, and fireballs come off of the wings and they hit. Now, I've not seen large manifestations of this in healing, but I am doing this by faith because I believe it's going to happen. This may be the night it starts. So you start feeling hot places in your body, then just ask the Lord to heal that place wherever it is. And then where we go from there, I don't know. Lord Jesus, we exalt You, I worship You, and I praise You. Lord, I thank You that last night I knew the furnace was here as I was in the airport. Lord, release Your fire. And Lord, would You burn up all the evildoers on generational lines. Lord, there'll be neither a root or a branch. Consume it all, Lord. Here it comes. Here comes the first wave, will be now. Even now, the demonic's starting to come off. Increasing. Increasing. The evil comes off first, is lighter. Increasing. Increasing. This is not microwave. This is not 2 or 3 minute thing. It goes through stages. Increasing. Does not matter whether or not you feel anything. I have enough faith to believe right now it's going to happen to you. Just let it happen. And those of you who see the Spirit, come and check with either Paul or Cheryl before you're released to speak, but just come and tell them what you're seeing. Increasing. The pillar of fire is right here. I just want to show you this. I just want you to come stand in the fire. Good. Stand in the fire. There it is, right there. Don't. Stand in the fire. Come stand in the fire. Right there. Okay. Martin is seeing a lot of green stuff coming out of people's mouths. Come stand in the fire. Fire is spreading. Come stand in the fire. Stand in the fire. You go right there. I know there are a lot of us here. I don't know how we're going to do this, but you've got to move somehow if you want to be in the fire. Just start filling up this place. We want to be sensitive to each other. There's something about moving to the fire. The fire spreads. Even as I brought people up here, the fire is spreading. Come stand in the fire. Just don't run. Doesn't matter where you're going to be, because as you come, as you move, the fire will start spreading. Here it comes. It's increasing. Here it comes. It's increasing. No! It's increasing. There comes another wave now, and the fire's getting hotter. I don't think you need to move that far. Just move. There's something about moving. Just say, Lord, I want it. Whatever the issue is that you've been wrestling with, say, Lord, remove it. Burn it away. Here it comes. Another wave. It's increasing. Here it comes. Here it comes. It's like it's rippling down over this way. Oh, witchcraft is leaving now. Just be aware of people around you. Just if they start falling, just catch them. Be sensitive. Here comes another wave.
No. 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 No.
Another wave is coming. It's increasing. His power is increasing. It's like he's taking a dial and he's turning up the flame and the heat. Getting stronger. Oh. It's increasing. Give again the words, press in. Don't give up. This is not time to give up. This furnace has come. Okay, here's another wave down.
Oh!
Here it comes. Praise your name, Lord. Burn it away. Burn it all away, Lord. All the garbage from the past. We're still at the first stage of the evil coming off of you. The anointing is increasing. Now we're going up. We're going up to the heavenly place. His power is increasing. This is the day which has been prophesied. This is the day which has been prophesied.
Dynamite cord is coming. Now I'm going to get it lower.
Sue just had a vision of like a cord or a wick on a dynamite stick, and as a cord is burning down, it's like burning the generational line, all the issues on it, and then suddenly it's going to get to that place, and the whole thing is going to blow up.
That's why we need to keep waiting, keep waiting, keep waiting, keep waiting. The fire's increasing. Okay, now we're next, got to the next level. There's a stronger demonic coming off of us. No, it's okay.
Oh!
It just feels like the Lord's saying that we're all coming for ourselves. But if we just reach and touch the one next to us and say, Lord, let it happen to them, then we're just asking the Lord to come and do it for the other.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh, okay, the heat, feel the heat getting hotter, getting hotter. The temperature's increasing. Oh! Jesus. Another wave's coming off. Getting hotter. Oh! The demonic coming off is stronger.
Now we're stage three, and the demonic coming off is even heavier. We're getting close to strongholds now, and they're starting to fall. It's increasing. Like ocean waves. Now this is a bigger wave starting to come over us. Here it comes. There it is. Oh! Okay, Jezebel and goddess spirits are leaving. Queen of Heaven is leaving. Whoa. Again, if anybody has seen anything in the spirit, if you just want to report that, just raise your hand, make sure that, hey, why don't you come here so you can tell either Pastor Paul or Cheryl, so that they can confirm what's happening. Okay, now this is like a lull. And then I feel something building, like a wave building. What is it? Okay, Lord, we just ask you to remove all ravens of any of us in the name of Jesus. Okay, here it comes. Here comes the next wave now. Here it comes. Let's receive it. Here it comes. Oh! Okay, I feel another stronger level of evil coming off now.
Saw a pillar of fire, like balls of fire coming from the pillar of fire. And every time, Paul, that you went over, there was a new release, almost like an atomic wave that brought release.
There comes another wave now, sweeping this way over us. Lord, we just ask you to release it, Lord. Increase intensity, Lord, burn away everything. Lord, we want to be a pure bride for you, Lord Jesus, a pure bride. No spot. Lord, clean us out so that your power can come and flow through us, Lord. So we can experience your love. Here it comes. Oh, the temperature just increased. The temperature's getting hotter again. The fire is getting hotter. It's increasing again. It's increasing. The Lord says, do not doubt what I can do. I feel like there's some in here that are doubting. Do not doubt what the Lord can do, he says. Well, this is about his power, not about anything else. Oh, now the demonic coming off is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And they're fleeing, they're running away.
It feels like a lot of the generational demonic is coming off the womb area, the navel area, and a lot of women are getting set free from that. There's a control and a domination and a belittling that is still sitting deep, deep inside. And I think the Lord's beginning to just touch that and remove that now.
Oh, you're doing well. You're yielding. I can feel even stronger evil coming off. How many are feeling something coming off of you? Just raise your hand. You feel good. Good. Okay, this just encourages the rest of those that don't feel anything. Some of you are not going to feel a thing. It doesn't matter what you feel.
Yeah.
It matters what God does, right? What we care about is what. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Just the vision of almost a black corrosive material falling off as the fire burns it off, and it's falling to the floor, and as it falls to the floor, it turns to silver and gold.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting.
Also a vision of the Lord releasing a mason jar. And releasing me, some of you, from the curse of masonry.
Oh! Oh! Laughs at the wicked, but fools. Oh! Here comes another wave. The Lord says, how hot do you want it to get? Oh! Oh, it just went up. You know, a refiner's fire is a really hot fire. You asked for it. The little Lord says, you can't rush this, but you got to be patient. You can't rush this. We're used to getting things done right now, right now, right now. So you can't rush this. Let him do it. Doing good. Oh! Oh, something stronger is starting to come off now. Oh, something yucky manifesting. Our grandson calls them yuckies. There's lots of yuckies leaving now. Hallelujah. There it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Coming off. Hatred, anger, and rage is leaving. Depression is leaving. Rebellion is leaving. Fear and terror and horror is leaving. Stubbornness is leaving. There it goes. Pride and arrogance is leaving. Oh, pride is big. Lord, burn the pride off. Whoa! There it goes.
Just a vision of all standing in the fire. Even as Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, but the fire did not consume them. So just let it consume that which the Lord wants to burn off.
Oh, here's another wave. Here it comes. Well, this is a bigger one.
Yeah.
The waves are getting bigger and bigger because you're patient. You're waiting. The Lord allows us to wait. Here it comes. Here it comes. Now start on the first row here. It's starting to sweep over you. There it is. Oh. I think there's a tidal wave out there somewhere coming. Not sure, I think so. I think there's a tidal wave behind me. It's coming. Anybody see the tidal wave? You saw it?
The Lord wants to release those
okay.
that have been involved in the eastern...
The tidal wave is building.
The eastern star.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, there it goes. It's increasing,
yeah.
Building, getting hotter now. You feel the heat? It's getting hotter. Oh, the fire's getting hot. It's getting really hot. Coming. Something's building. Well, here it comes. Who can endure the day of his coming? Oh! Oh. Oh. Whoa. Oh. Burning. There's a stillness in the spirit. There's a stillness. Massive amounts of evil are just coming off us now. There's not even a battle. It is just flying off of us. Because it cannot stand to be in the presence of God. Flying off. Just flying off.
Just a word came forth to bind yourself to the Lord as a sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
That is the Old Testament sacrifices were bound to the altar to bind
yes.
yourself to Him.
Yes.
Let the fire complete its work.
Does anybody see, I have this other impression, does anybody see what is happening as all this evil is coming up? What does it look like from the outside? Does anybody see it? A domino effect? Anybody else see anything, what it looks like in the spirit world? Yes. Okay, the mass starting is going this way. Hallelujah. Keep going. Anybody else see? Okay. What do you see? Tornado funnel. We've had people describe it like that. Now, Lord Jesus, I ask that you will release the Son of Righteousness with healing in its wings. And if you start feeling a hot place on your body somewhere, then just raise your hand. And whoever's around you, touch them appropriately on their head or on their hands. Or have them place their hand like this on their body in that place, and place your hand on them and pray for them. So if you start feeling the heat coming in certain parts of your body, because I feel the angels being released, just raise your hand and just turn around and have people around you just pray for you in that place. Lord, we just ask you to release your healing. Lord, we can't do this. But Lord, we want this. We've been begging you for this. We've been waiting for this day, Lord. Lord, release the Son of Righteousness with healing this wing. And we declare that you are the true healer. That your power that flows through your created being and through us to touch the lives. You see those hands, then just turn around and pray for them. Anybody else? I think there's more. You start feeling warmth in your body somewhere. As you feel it, we're doing this by faith. Just raise your hand. Have people around you pray for you. There's one right over there. Here's one right here. One in the very back. One right here. There's one over here. There's a man over here. The Lord says there's more. That's interesting. The angel was here. Now I feel, anybody see, if anybody can see the angel, the Son of Righteousness, there's one here. I feel some healing over in this direction here. I feel healing going over in that direction there. And there's some over in this direction over here. Does anybody see the angel? Yes, can you just tell me what you're seeing? Okay, the wings are outstretched. Fire is coming off. Now, is there one or is there more than one? Okay, she sees one. Okay, you see three. Okay, tell me where they are. One's over there. One's here. Okay, so there's three of them. I suspect that there may have been more than one. I still feel like you're gonna start feeling more. You're gonna start feeling hot spots. Now, something that I've noticed in my discernment, and it happened just before worship ended, is I felt this vibration. Perhaps some of you can feel the vibration even now. This is what one man has told me is creative miracles. Now, I can feel the vibration. Is anybody feeling the vibration now? Okay. With your discernment, you might be able to feel that. This is the angel. Now, I don't know. One person said it was the angels vibrating the wings. Anybody tell where the vibration is coming from? Some other person said it was... I'm not going to tell you until you tell me what you see. Where's the vibration coming? Can you feel it? There's a vibration. Yes. Can you tell where the vibration is coming from? Anybody? Yes. And what's it coming from? That's right. Okay, that's it. It's the sound. Whoa, yes, here it comes. It's like when we acknowledged it. It's coming. It's increasing. It's coming out of the angel's mouth. Donna says, is it coming around here than going out? The sound's increasing. This is interesting. Feel that? It's increasing. I feel the vibration's increasing. Now, as this is happening, I feel the anointing for healing is increasing. This is something new I've never experienced before. It's increasing. There's other spiritual beings that are joining in now. I feel powers coming. I feel some angels coming. I do not know what's happening new. This is new. There's a great movement of spiritual energy that is increasing now. Anybody see what's happening? Or what? Yes. Okay, he has a sense the right strong arm of the Lord is here to redeem his people. The wings moving out. The wings are moving out. I feel the anointing of healing is increasing. It's increasing. Okay.
It feels to me like the rumbling is coming right from inside the angel. Yeah. Does anybody sense that?
Yeah. You have the mic.
I don't know. All I get is there is a molecular restructuring of.
Now I'm feeling the vibration everywhere. Feel it? How many are feeling the vibration? Okay, that's the Son of Righteousness. The power of God is flowing through this created being. Now, as it's very interesting. As this rumbling or this sound is coming, now I feel more demonic coming off people. It's like this power that's coming from God through this angel is driving out more and more evil. I feel that the anointing of healing is increasing. It's still getting stronger. Let me tell you what I'm sensing is that there's an angel here with a message, and you know we're risking here, and Steve's risking, I'm risking, Paul's risking. But I do know there's an angel here, and this angel has its hand on this ear, and there's a message that's going to come. Now, that part I believe is true, but we have to see whether he's able to receive it or if indeed he's supposed to receive it.
The Lord's saying, the Ancient of Days is here.
Oh.
He has come forth in response to the prayers of the saints. Past, present, and without our understanding, the ability to understand the prayers of the saint in the future are being heard as we speak. I don't understand how
that
could
true.
Be.
That's true.
The prayers of the saints are moving the hand of God and the arm of God and the fingers of God and the mouth of God and the nostrils of God. And the nostrils of God are flaring not against the church, as some have said, but against the enemies of God.
Oh, this is it. This is it.
Many spirits are being cast into the abyss this night, not to return.
Jesus.
The resources of hell are being stretched. Because greater are they that are with us than are they that are with them. For as his nostrils flare, the enemy flees. The Lord is not coming with anger against the church, as many have said. He would even say some must repent for saying that God is angry with his bride.
Jesus.
For he loves his bride.
Oh. Well, the enemy does not like what you're saying.
He is angry with the enemy. And he is angry at the lie that God is angry with his bride. For he loves her. But while she is spotless, she is filled with spots of blood all over her from the Lamb of God.
Mm.
She is spotlessly clean, but she is filled with the spots of the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Lord would say, receive now the Ancient of Days, not just in your thoughts, but in your heart. For he is doing a new thing that had it been told, you would not have believed. And you will still not believe until you see. For the Lord says, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. And we took it as a rebuke, but he was stating a fact. Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe the next thing that the Lord is going to do. So Lord, we receive you, Ancient of Days. We receive you, and we receive the next thing that you're going to do, though we do not see it with our eyes. For God is faithful, and he is just.
I believe there's fire in your left hand.
The Lord.
Put the fire on someone else's head.
Right here.
Whoa!
Lord.
War.
I will bless the Lord, O my soul.
Here it comes.
And all that is within me, I will praise his name.
Lord, release your fire. Oh, the fire's getting hotter. Does anybody else feel it? It's getting hotter. It's like a fireball in your hand. More. 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 here we go. Lord says, don't give up, there's more. Fire back there on that guy. Fire. 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 More. More. Fire. More. Fire over there. Fire there. More. More. More, Lord. More fire. More. More.
The Lord is destroying the spirit of Nahash that would seek to gouge out the right eye of Israel. He's lifting that off the body of Christ.
Jesus. Oh.
I'll do something with this.
The Lord says that tonight when you go home, you may find your house on fire. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So the Lord says, even now, set your house on fire. Even now, believe that fire is starting in those people that you left at home, says the Lord.
Thank you.
I hear screaming in hell right now. Hell is screaming, Mayday, 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 we're in trouble, Mayday, we're in trouble, Mayday, we're losing the battle, we're losing the war, Mayday, Mayday, we're in trouble tonight, we're losing all generations on this night. Generations are being loosed in Jesus' name. We're losing whole generations. We're losing the babies yet to be born. Mayday, Mayday, we're losing tonight. Whole generations for the kingdom of God. We lost it tonight. We lost it tonight. Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Whoa.
May 1st is May Day. Someone gave a word here that if you're here and you're having a hard time receiving, or you feel like you just can't receive, don't let that be a blockage to your receiving. Just receive it by faith of what the Lord is doing. It's not by feeling. It's not by emotion, but just, it may touch your emotions, but just receive it by faith.
Temperature's going up.
A word came forth that
temperature's going up.
That black, somebody saw a black sludge coming out of people's mouths, and that was cancer leaving.
Jesus. I just heard that there's more like that. There's more words like that. As you pronounce it, the Lord says He's going to do it. I believe. More. You feel the heat? It's getting hotter now. We're right in the fire. This is Palm Springs stuff. Now more demonics coming off. I get the words that the enemy is being taken out of the secret places and the hidden places. Oh!
First time.
years, the great Chinese have not celebrated May Day because of the stars under them, and I feel like the Lord is...
Oh. It's interesting. This is the first time in recorded history where the Chinese have not celebrated May Day. I know that in Germany, May Day is the most evil day of the year for witches and warlocks. This is a break. Maybe it's prophetic also, a breakthrough. Because the stars scare.
I just saw the Holy Ghost change the word May Day to My Day.
Oh, right.
It's My Day.
That's right. Is anybody else feeling the intensity of heat?
Yeah,
is this, this is not just no air conditioning. Now there is no air conditioning right now. Coming off. Huh? What are you smelling? Smell the heat? Yeah, this is like the heater is on, isn't it?